Kid Craddock in the Morning with Kid Craddock.
Something happened to me yesterday. It never happened before.
Kelly Raspberry.
Sometimes you gotta just bump somebody in the forehead. Look.
JC.
Domino's, hire me, please.
And Big Al Mack.
There's always something at the bus station that makes you say, damn.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I have a dream. That's how letters began. Hundreds and hundreds of them sent into the studio here. For Kid Craddock in the Morning's I Have a Dream contest, we'll try to pull one off for you today with Kid Craddock in the Morning. What was yesterday?
We had one. I thought we had one.
Did we play it or did we do it?
No, we did one. Yeah, it was a... Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember.
Does it feel?
Personal trainer girl.
Oh, okay.
And she wants to become a certified.
Yeah, we got certified as a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And we got so many messages from people who live in her area that want to be trained by her because part of the deal, she has to give back. For us to pay for her personal training classes, she has to give free personal training to four of our listeners, and we'll follow them along and see how they do, see how good she is.
Because she just lost a ton of weight.
She did.
Yeah.
She did great.
She doesn't know how much weight. She just knows her pant size.
My mom, like my mama said to me, how's that diet going?
Oh.
How
is it going? You don't look any smaller.
Are you hearing that from a lot of people?
Oh, she said that to you?
My mother.
Well, you used to say the same thing to kid. You working out?
Yeah. Well, it's karma, Kelly. That's what it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So sweet.
How much have you lost?
No, I don't. I'm afraid to get on the scale. After you told me what you told me yesterday that you had gained.
Oh, man. I gained 9 pounds.
I'm just afraid. And how long?
Since the first of the year.
How's that possible?
It is apparently possible.
Half a pound a day.
Might be water weight.
20
sure,
days.
Sure, it's all in my face. I got the fattest face. My face has never been this fat. I don't know what's going on. Well, I know what's going
TV.
On. I'm eating.
It's TV, Kelly. Yeah. It adds 50 pounds.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Apparently, it adds 9.
I told you I went to that store with the guy that knows you, Patrick. He runs the store.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to get Big Al in here. And I said, yeah, he could, you know, use that. That'd be great. Come in and get clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, he goes, how's he doing? I said, good. I said, have you seen him? Yeah, I just saw him a couple weeks ago. I said, can you dress him up and make him look good? He goes, like, well, you know, he says he's in the gym and. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of waiting on him to
get for to it that, to kick in.
Yeah, to get to that place where
his clothes fit.
He's got
me.
The cool clothes for you. Yeah,
because he's got the designers make clothes for little skinny white people.
They do.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And thank you for that.
And they don't make clothes for the black man butt.
Well, you know? I see black men wearing clothes.
Yeah, I mean,
all covered up.
Yeah. There's a custom.
Otherwise, it'd be naked black people walking around.
I see all these dudes that play in the NFL and the NBA. Yeah,
they can afford
dressed...
to get.
I mean, look at Shannon Sharp.
They can afford to.
Look at Michael Irvin.
You know what I mean? Okay, Shannon they can Sharp. Afford to get the custom.
Look at Kevin
Durant.
He's gotten
better with the suits. He's gotten a little better.
They're tall guys usually, so they go with a really long suit. You know,
right.
That suit would drag on the floor if I wore it.
Probably get them custom.
I'm going to go back to mama like the old days. Just kick it old school. Have mama make me some clothes.
Yeah, that worked out for me real nice. Good luck with that. Yeah, are you going to like seriously go after it? Or what
Yeah, well, like I said, I got to. Dude, if I don't lose like 20 pounds in the next 18 days, I got to pay for a trip before to New Orleans.
Yeah. 20 pounds in 18 days?
Now, that can't be done.
Yeah,
not
well,
safely.
I mean, I don't know the number because I haven't got back on the stage.
Well, that's
you're not going to lose that much.
I haven't gotten back on the stage.
On the scale.
That's the word you went with, stage. yeah, that's going to be tough. But,
but all I got to do is lose more than this other.
If you don't know where you are, how can you know where you're going?
I know. I'm scared.
Yeah.
I just don't want to face the truth.
You might as well start writing a check then.
You have scale fear.
I do.
Yeah.
Scale anxiety.
I do too. But I mean, I'll tell you what, I don't, the more I weigh myself and focus on it, then I gain weight when it starts getting in your head, you know, and you weigh yourself every day. You start kind of, I don't know what kind of mind.
Yeah.
Mind. Well, I don't
Can
know
you, do people still get
there.
Their jaws wired?
Oh my God,
you
Al.
You were on the radio.
Forgot about that.
Al, just eat healthy,
Al,
dude.
Al, first of all, it's the booze.
Stop
the number,
drinking.
The alcohol is the number one problem.
Mm. Wait a minute. Let's go back to the jaw wired thing.
Yeah.
How long would you be
Why
out on a deal
that?
Like that? Six, 8 months?
I could still be here. I just
go,
Think about Kanye.
No, there'd be no reason
Kanye
for you to be
West.
Here. I mean, it doesn't sound that much different than how you are now. You can still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still do all
Is
that.
Is that taste bud surgery effective? You know,
I don't know.
When they
burn
just
it
take
off?
No,
taste
they
bud
just,
surgery?
Yeah,
they really
can,
do that?
Yeah, there's some kind of surgery you can get that because some people just don't. You
it
know,
burns off your taste buds.
Well,
so
no,
food
it just
doesn't
make,
taste like anything.
It, no, it doesn't make it to where you can't taste food at all, but it makes it to where it doesn't taste as good.
Yeah. Don't just burn your tongue every day on something really hot.
Use executive producer White Gooey Cheddar as your motivation.
White Gooey Cheddar.
He's lost like 12 pounds.
No!
Why don't you just go to bad restaurants?
What?
If the goal is to have food that doesn't taste good, yeah. you don't have to go in and burn off your taste buds. Just go to a bad restaurant.
That's sometimes true. It's not even about the taste.
Like, ew, this is gross.
Are you filling a void in your life, Al?
No, I mean, not really. Why
are you trying to eat your way to happiness?
I'm trying to not eat my way to happiness. I just want to
no,
be...
No, you're not.
But you are eating.
The results are that you're eating your way to happiness.
Yeah, but I would be happier if I were a little thinner.
But you obviously have a void you're trying to fill.
Or maybe it's because you are happy. Like, it's like the new relationship. When you get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, especially girls, they tend to gain weight because you're going out to eat all the time.
That's a valid argument.
When you're single and depressed and alone,
but we
never look better.
That she didn't for a long time.
Yeah.
That's their
girlfriend.
So maybe
since they weren't doing that, he was eating instead.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that it's sexual tension. I think you go to her and you say, if we don't, you know, I'm going to get even fatter.
And then she'll
I won't even be able to lay on you. It's going to be horrible. You're going to
yeah, you suffocate.
Baby, I haven't said a word, man. I'm going to let you know I haven't said a word. She's put me on tongue lockdown.
You're
how about what?
No, but not with eating.
No.
Yeah. So that tongue's working fine on the food.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Mm.
Just on that whole talking thing about, you know, that. Those intimate times that may or may not have occurred.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with discipline being the subject here, where would you put you in relation to most people in the world? 1 to 10. Ultra disciplined, like military disciplined, and 1 would be no discipline whatsoever. Like can't stick to anything.
Three-four.
Yeah. That makes it tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I know.
Yeah.
I'm tough.
You know? We all say we're going to do stuff and give up.
Struggle with that.
So if you go somewhere and there's a pizza chilling there, you're not going to just have one slice. No, you're going to have like two or three.
I can resist a little bit, but it's all mental. You know, you just have to get in the right place.
You have to tell yourself in your head, like, is the second piece going to be better than the first piece? No.
No.
The very first bite of something is your peak of pleasure.
Yeah.
And then it goes down from there.
Hmm. It's diminishing returns. That's what Bethany Frankel says in her book on, you know, if you can being convince naturally skinny or whatever.
You can convince your brain, like, I just want a bite of that, and that will satisfy my taste buds, because that's what that is. That's not the pizza going, you need me for nutrition. No, you want the taste of that.
Okay.
So if you just get the taste of that.
Just get a little taste of chicken wings. Yeah. Just a little taste of pizza.
I don't know. So Al, this is just kind of a stupid tip, but I know that it helps me. How much water do you drink?
I drink a lot of water, actually. The
Scotch
more
and water, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vodka water. Truthfully,
every time you
bourbon and water.
Every time you go to the fridge, like if I'm hungry, I chug 2 glasses of water.
Ice.
And then you kind of reevaluate how hungry you really are.
Yeah.
It's just a small tip. I'm just letting you know it might help you. It really might.
But you use a lot of ice in your vodka sodas.
Yeah.
It says vodka water, hold the water.
Yeah. In fact, vodka soda, hold the water, hold the bottle. Let me hold the bottle. I think that's what he's saying. Get crying in the morning. As long as you're working towards something and every day, when you're disappoint yourself, don't be hard on yourself.
I mean, I've done this before.
Yeah.
And I've lost weight in a bet before. That's what I have to do to motivate myself.
You did something, you don't keep it off.
Kelly and I couldn't even get a wax, you all so much. And then Kid and JC didn't have to get their nips pierced.
I risked a nipple piercing for you.
Yeah.
I did it anyway, but still.
Man.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning. It's the Hizzywood Hizzle. Let's get to the big stories of the morning.
Lindsay's attorney says, you don't dump me, I dump you.
Oh, played.
And Shakira gave birth to a baby.
Yeah.
Shakira. I didn't know she had a baby.
Shakira.
Yes, she did.
Jennifer Lopez gave birth to a puppy.
Oh.
she bought one.
That's weird.
And gave it an unusual name.
I did get a new
member. It's a boxer puppy.
Cute name.
Yeah. Bear.
And did the kids just go crazy?
Yeah, they love him.
They love Mr. Bear.
He's so
trained
cute.
Yet?
He's doing really well.
He's Bear because that's what she and Casper call each other.
Well, Casper already has a nickname.
Bear.
It's Casper.
No, that's his real name. His name is Bo Casper, or Casper Bo.
Casper Smart.
His real name is Bo or something.
Bo.
Bo
Casper or Casper Bo. I don't
sure
remember.
Sure, bye.
Ah.
All right.
Okay, around the room, silly nicknames given to you by your woman or man.
I loved it when Benny Benet called me Teddy. I love that.
You can't
he
say
me
what
Miss
a
Teddy.
Gay man called you.
Well, he did. And he's the only one that called me anything.
Have you never had a boyfriend?
He was my boyfriend.
Have you ever had a straight one?
He was straight.
Can you tell
me
something a straight man called you?
Patrick was his first.
First
and
what?
He was mine.
Oh.
He called me Miss Teddy, and I loved it. Teddy.
This girl I dated from New York.
Miss Teddy.
She called me.
What straight guy?
We were in the South. You call people Miss Kelly, Miss, my next door neighbor was Miss Kay. you know, we call Miss whatever.
JC, would you try to say that straight, please? You're calling Kelly from across the room, mm-hmm. but you're calling her Miss Teddy. Say it as a straight guy.
Hey, Miss Ted.
Call me Teddy, like for Teddy Bear, though.
It's funny. The hands involuntarily shoot up in the air, and it's like, Miss Teddy!
Yeah, I can't.
Whatever.
I couldn't call a girl that.
Hi, Miss Teddy!
Or
call
Teddy.
Call me Teddy more
Where you
often.
At, baby?
Then in public, he called me Miss Teddy.
Oh, girl, you look fierce.
I think of Teddy Roosevelt. I would think of Teddy Roosevelt every time I made out with you.
Teddy Bear!
No straight man says fierce.
Hi, Miss Teddy.
Or fabulous.
You fierce.
Yeah, my nickname when I was a little kid was Baby Bear.
All right. See?
Yeah.
But that was from
this girl
parents.
Called me Bunny.
Bunny.
Why?
Because he's two front teeth.
Oh.
Your buck teeth?
I'm sorry, Al.
Dude, I've had a hard life.
I know you have.
Not really. I should get, like, my money back or something. Or at least
you know,
a crit.
Nothing Weight Watchers and Invisalign couldn't fix.
Call me Bunny.
Al, you did call attention to it.
Your problems aren't that bad.
Call me Bunny.
Blake Shelton.
Damn. I gotta sit down. Hold on.
In the wake of the Manti Te'o thing and the Lance Armstrong scandal, everybody now is a liar. So Blake Shelton wants to make sure he is open and forthcoming when he spoke to Entertainment Tonight.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
I just want to be honest. I have been drinking during the course of this day and during the course of this interview.
My man.
I want to be honest with you, Cheryl. And you, Nancy.
Thank you.
The best you could say.
Thank you.
For that, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Blake Shelton admits that he is he's kind of drunk.
He's been drinking.
Now,
I just love him.
Why was he being interviewed with Sheryl Crow? I know they asked Cheryl, obviously, about Lance, but are they doing something together?
They paid her for that interview, and she gave him nothing.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cheryl got paid to talk about Lance.
Yeah.
And why was Blake there, I wonder?
I don't know.
I missed the interview, so I don't know.
Too.
Maybe they just happened to be there at the same time.
Ask about
I only
Idol.
Watch Dish Nation for celebrity news. I don't watch those other boring.
That's where I get my celebrity news.
I just got the word Cheryl Crow is going to be mentoring on The Voice.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Barbara Walters, you hear she fell down at one of the inauguration parties?
Yeah,
she fell down and broke her crown.
Well, when an old woman falls down, that...
Yeah, I could be bad. Old anybody.
I mean, I'm not trying to be morbid or anything, but for a lot of older people, that's the beginning of the end when they fall down. Because if you can't get out of bed, you can't be healthy.
She's
you know?
80-something, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's in the hospital still, and she asked her co-host, Whoopi, to give everyone an update on her condition.
We want to start out with an update on Barbara, who went to Washington over the weekend to cover the inauguration. She missed a step and had a fall, which cut her upper temple. Now, the doctor stitched her up, and she's doing fine, but they want her to take it easy. Barbara asked me to read this statement. First and foremost, I want to thank all the people who have called, written, and been...
It's Whoopi, baby.
Or Lil Wayne.
So we hope that she gets better soon. She has defied her age for years, so hopefully she'll continue to do that, right?
Right.
Barbara Walters, come on. You think they have her obituary ready?
Oh, yeah. They got a special written for her already.
I think once she hit about 60, they just go ahead and have one.
Do you think they have one for the Oscars already, prep for her for this year?
A tribute? I don't think they tribute her on the Oscars.
She's not an actor.
Maybe they would because she interviews the every week, every year right before the show.
Yeah.
So maybe they would.
But I remember the year like Farrah Fawcett died. They didn't even mention her at the Oscars.
But she really had no connection. I mean, she's never
Farrah was an actress.
She's never been nominated.
She was an actress?
Yeah.
In movies?
Yeah, TV actress.
Yeah, but they show people that died that were in the non-speaking movies.
Well, that's the background people, the unsung
engineers
heroes.
And stuff.
Yeah, they probably put her in there. So who do you think is going to leave us first? Betty White? Or Barbara Walters.
Barbara. I am not playing who's going to die first.
Barbara.
We're not playing. It's just a speculation. Like.
Then Barbara.
You go Barbara. Barbara? Over Betty White.
Yeah.
Well, she fell.
Will Betty make it to 100?
She might.
She might.
How old is Betty? 91?
She's still pretty healthy.
Yeah. Who was the last celebrity to live to be 100 or more?
George Burns? Did he make it to 100?
I think it was George.
Did he make it to 100, though?
Not sure. It was.
I think they had him booked to play somewhere on his 100th birthday, but
he was close. He was at least 99. He almost got there, if he didn't. I thought he did get there.
I wouldn't want to live to be that old.
100?
No.
I'm good at like 83.
All my years.
Yeah. No, because then all you're doing is going to funerals all the time.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
You have no friends
anymore. Not by 100. They've been dead for 50 years.
Yeah.
But when you go to the nursing home, that's when it becomes like young time again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Make sure you got some hot girls in that bad boy.
But whatever age you are, think about what's already starting to go. And then multiply, you know, that to get to 100. Mm. So if that's 2.5 times, it's going to be two and a half times worse.
Well, then again,
it's probably going to be 10 times worse. Nothing works anymore.
You see some old person. There's a guy that cuts lawns in my neighborhood.
Shout out.
And this guy's like 80 years old, and he drives a truck, pushes a lawnmower. I mean, you see somebody.
He's not
like,
the norm.
Yeah, but every once in a while, I want to be that dude.
Yeah.
That's like 80, 85, still getting around.
That's what I want to be doing at 85. I want to plan so well that I'm mowing yards.
Well, he's doing it to stay active.
I bet he wants to be doing that.
I bet he's just happy as a clam.
Maybe he loves it. You don't know.
Are clams happy?
He's always in a good mood.
Who said clams are happy?
How are they happy? It seems so claustrophobic in there.
Yeah, they're just
I want to plan so well.
freaking Social Security. I'm getting $300 a month. I probably should have put some money away. Oh, well.
Uh-oh. Might want to idle that bad boy
down. Let's make another $11.
Calm down there, buddy.
Oh. Probably should have started a savings account or something.
That angry lawn guy.
Yeah.
Probably got the first dolly he made.
80 years old, mowing yards.
Runs over the kids' basketball. Yeah,
wouldn't
stuff.
You? I'd be mad.
Flower bed.
Diapers are so expensive. I mean, just think of babies when you got to buy them for yourself when you're that old.
Oh, ooh. Lord, help me. The day comes. I got to go buy a poise. I'm going to die.
What's that?
What is a poise?
It's an adult.
Is that like the pens?
It's like an adult pad.
Yeah,
pad.
That soaks up everything.
Oh,
for a pee-pee pad.
Yeah, like
when that day comes.
Leakage.
For those moments of when you have bladder control issues.
Yeah. They better sell those on Amazon.com because I'll have them delivered to the house. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they started using Botox for people that have problems like that.
Really?
Botox. Botox is becoming a cure-all.
Lene Kakua is the fake girlfriend of Manti Te'o. She doesn't exist. And she died of leukemia, which is very sad. I mean, let's not forget that a fake person died here.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And that's not her in the picture. That's a girl named Diane O'Meara.
Mm-hmm.
And the Today Show scrounged her up and threw her on.
She should be capitalizing on this, like that hot chick in the stands of that football game.
Yeah.
She could be on Celebrity Diving. She could be a reporter for Access Hollywood, the special correspondent on some football game.
She should end up dating Manti Te'o.
Oh, no, boy. Not that. She's mad, but she should capitalize on this.
So Diane told the Today Show that she's been dealing with the guy behind this hoax, Renaya Tuiasosopo.
Tuiasosopo.
For a long time.
She went to high school with him.
I'm annoyed by your Samoan corrections.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So snobby at this point.
You know, unless you're from Samoa, what's the capital of Samoa?
I don't know.
Okay. Samoa City.
Why don't you just chill on the Samoan
correction?
Every time I've said it. I say it exactly like he says it. And every time I say it.
No.
Kid, it's Tuiasosopo. Kid, I'm sorry. Hold on, kid. Kid, 1 second before you continue.
It's true, JC. You're really snobby
It's actually
it.
Tuiasosopo.
Tuiasosopo.
Here, you try.
He's doing it again.
Let me tell you what.
Tuya.
Let me screw
like
up.
Like booyah.
Let me screw up a name here and there, and JC.
You screw up American words like Wichita.
Exactly. So let me have this.
Before.
Tuiasosopo.
If I'm saying a Spanish word and you want to correct it, you have full license.
I don't care.
When it comes to freaking Samoans, no.
Get the dang name right then.
No, I know. Before this
break. How do you know you have it right?
Kid.
How do you know what they call him in Samoa?
Because there was a football player that played for Washington that was a quarterback, and he had that last name. That's how I know how to pronounce it.
How do you say it?
Tuiasosopo.
How do you know they say it that way in Samoa?
Because I watch CNN.
Maybe in Samoa they go. You know, they might make all kinds of weird noises.
If you want to be jealous that I could pronounce Tuiasosopo, that's
just
hard.
Just don't be so snotty about it.
Just don't take it out on me.
Maybe you should go to Samoa. You seem to speak that language better than this one.
Wichita.
Before we go into this break where we do all these stories, we kind of talk about it. And I'm sitting here looking through them, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's so many names in this story. You know, Ronanaya, Tuiasosopo. There's five names. Lene Kakua. I'm like, I don't even know.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's Tuiasosopo.
And I'm sitting here, and JC goes, the names aren't hard. It's this and this and this and this. And I'm like,
so.
Jenna asked me how to pronounce
it's
it. And I told her,
it's just so condescending.
So smug about it.
Why don't you give JC the story and let him read it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say the name.
Let him read it verbatim.
I'm not going to say the name ever again.
How about I write you a story for you to read on the show? I'll use no Samoan words, just English. How about I write you a story that you can read on the air?
Go ahead.
That's me.
I'll just hand it to you and you can read it.
Now you're just mean.
How do you say bully. Lene's sister's name?
I'm the bully. You're Uilani. Correcting me.
Uilani.
Uilani.
Uilani, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
You think?
Well, I've only read it.
How could a Samoan linguist not know how to say Kialani?
You asked me before how to say it, and you keep screwing it up, so I'm trying to help you.
You didn't ask for your help.
You think the great majority of listeners out there are going, I can't listen to this. He said Tuasasopa and not Tuayasasopa. I'm not listening to the story. He's too stupid. He mispronounced a very common Samoan name. I'm not listening.
Oh my God.
I don't think there's anybody that said that.
I'm going to brush off your anger. I'm going to turn it into happiness.
All right.
Samoan
Lincoln. Samoan Lincoln. JC, when they show those camera shots inside the United Nations and they're all sitting around, they have translators.
Uh-huh.
Are you the guy on the phone from Samoa going, actually, Mr. Vice President.
Didn't you mean
Tuayasababa?
Yep. I sure am. How did you know I have that job?
Lene.
I'm not talking anymore. You can read the damn name yourself.
Right. Oh, getting attitude.
Oh man, this is gonna be good.
I love
so Renaya Tesopapia created this whole thing supposedly, and he's the one who found Diana O'Meara because he knew her, so he used her picture as the fake girlfriend. So. When you see Lene Kakua, you were seeing Diane O'Meara.
You should just pause after you say each name for JC to jump in.
Nah, right. Man, I ain't saying
no, the thing is, I don't
anymore.
Even. It's so muddled, and there's so many names. I don't even understand. So I don't even know how to say the main guy's name. Monteteo?
JC.
I'm not saying it.
Manti Teo. Manti?
So he was in on it.
No, they're not saying that.
He's not.
He'll never admit that. Yes, he is.
Yes,
wait,
he
let
is.
Me answer this.
Yes.
Yes, he's in on it.
JC has been
and
studying.
No, he's not saying
no,
that.
JC's no, JC's been studying it, and he's been actually keeping up with it.
Read,
he has decided that Manti Te'o is not guilty.
That's okay. Been got the transcript of the Twitter from Lene and Renai and Manti. Uh-huh. And based on how everything went down, it looks like Manti actually believed this was a girl, and I think he embellished that he met her.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he was involved in creating this fake person.
It's your opinion is every bit as valid as anybody else's because none of us really know except
well, he's
Manti.
The one,
right,
he's
knows.
The only one of us that's actually like.
Oh no, I have
poured over the
no,
article.
I have.
No, I mean I read Deadspin too.
Two
but,
hours
but
looking
Deadspin's,
at this. It's fascinating to me.
But the difference is you don't know how to pronounce the name.
Right.
Yeah.
There are things that make it look like he might be involved in creating, but there's. More evidence that says, nah, he was just stupid.
Got caught up.
Yeah,
in
he just got caught up.
No way someone's that dumb.
He embellished. Mm-hmm. He maybe lied to his parents, but mm-hmm. I don't know if he sat down with Renai and created all this stuff.
And we'll have more from our Samoan correspondent coming up shortly.
Now, come on, JC's not thinking this is funny anymore.
Yeah.
The capital of Samoa is Apia.
Oh, sure it is.
Or
actually, Al, it's Apia.
Okay, y'all.
Just because I know how to say two names?
All right, so let's hear this Diana O'Meara and see what she had to say to the Today Show about Renaya.
Past 5 years, he's literally been stalking my Facebook and stealing my photos. Renaya has called and not only confessed, but he has also apologized. But I don't think there's anything you can say to me that would fix this.
Yeah.
He confessed. Now, what did he confess
that's
to?
I mean, that's creepy.
I need to know more.
You know, if they ever did release the picture, that would be creepy. Like on TV, did they ever show it on TV when they're talking about his girlfriend? They probably did, right?
About
like
Lene, yeah.
Back when everybody believed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were they showing her picture?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, look,
that's how
she's so beautiful.
Out,
yeah,
they
so it's
saw
on
it
TV.
On the news, yeah.
So there you are watching, watching the game.
Yeah.
With your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the O'Meara family. And you're just hanging out. And they're like, oh, the guy lost his girlfriend. That's so sad. Oh, she died of leukemia after a terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's not enough for them to just kill her off. First, they have to put her in a horrible car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't die. Why not have her die there? No, they have to wait.
That's where they found out about the
that's
leukemia.
That's where they found out about leukemia. So they have to wait and give her four
Drag
months to linger.
Drag it out.
You know what I really think?
But anyway, the question was.
Yeah.
I forgot the question. What was the question?
I don't know. What were you going to say, Jason?
No, I had a good question, though. I was asking you.
We can wait.
I think this Renaya guy is just kind of a groupie, like a weird. Yeah. He's really into meeting, but not like pro athletes. It's more of the college guys, and he wants to get to know them. And then as soon as he would set up a meeting all of a sudden this girl can't show up. Oh, but my cousin or this guy that I know, Renata, can show up, and he's really nice. Get to know him. Yeah. He's in music.
And then you say
and that's
that
how we'd get in.
Then you say he was highly recruited back from high school into college,
but
he never...
Yeah, he played quarterback, and he was actually pretty good, and he was getting recruited, but he never ended up playing anywhere.
Right.
I remember what I was saying. So you know, you're watching TV, you're doing mirrors, and they put this picture up, and you're like, that's me. Oh, my God. I died of leukemia in Hawaii. And how creepy is that? Yeah. I mean, that would just be a creepy moment.
Yeah.
Imagine, just think about it a second.
Well, you
your
think,
picture
you know
goes up
you.
On the screen.
You think, man, somebody really no, looks a lot like me.
But it's still creepy.
Like my parents found picture. A picture of me on a postcard doing, and
no,
it wasn't
it was,
me.
It
and
was,
I can bring that in. It looks,
was her.
And you would swear it was me.
It was pictures
up and down,
he,
but it's not me.
It's
and,
pictures that he asked her. He's like, can you have that picture? Oh, can you do this picture of you putting these initials so it looks like the Twitter is actually.
Okay, well, if he's stalking her for 5 years, why was she doing it?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Then at some point she stopped?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm still under the working theory that he needed it to look like he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Manti?
No.
No.
I'm under that.
So.
I'm under that theory. He,
and there was one where she's calling him out for talking to girls.
Who is?
Linnae? The Linnae character.
Fake Linnae, yeah.
Yeah. She goes like, oh, you have time to tweet other girls, but you don't have time to call me or something like that. And it was when they were supposed
That'd
to
be another way to establish that he's a big player with the ladies.
I just don't know how
and
they're
it's
gonna,
all fake.
I don't know how they're going to find that many
it's all
Samoans.
Fake. She didn't really say that. She doesn't exist. He said that as a calculated way to make it look like he's playing around on her.
Or Renaya did that.
But I don't know how they're going to find that many Samoans
not
to play all the parts in this made-for-TV movie. Because there's not that many Samoan
There's
actors.
Definitely going to be a Lifetime movie after this.
I think Mario Lopez is going to try to fake that he's
Kelly,
like some sort of Samoan.
There's plenty of Samoans. They could shoot this whole movie at BYU. Just use their whole football team.
But they're not actors.
Because the Mormons went over to the island of Samoa. And they converted like the entire. There's like two people left in Samoa that aren't Mormon. They like converted the whole freaking place to Mormon.
I guarantee you that Mario Lopez is trying to put on weight so he can play this guy.
And this guy.
You guarantee that.
No.
Yeah, he's looking at this as a big break.
You guarantee that.
Yeah, didn't he already like become that gay swimmer for another movie?
Save that.
He's really good.
Oh, the diver?
Greg Louganis. Sorry, it's on
He can transform himself.
Yeah.
Mario Lopez is highly underrated as an actor.
Oh my God.
That's more annoying than his corrections. You really think that?
Yes.
You know how much work it must
Based on what? Saved by the Bell?
That was just the beginning.
To train to say preppy. Hey, preppy. That's his main line on Saved by the Bell.
Hey, preppy.
Hey, preppy.
You'd trade places with him in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Me too.
Oh, y'all. Thank you very much.
We have more Hizzle on the way, including Lip Sync Gate. Yeah. Tell you a little bit about that. Shakira gives those hips that don't lie a purpose.
Mm.
And Lindsay Lohan got dumped. Coming up next.
Let me just test something.
Hey, ho, ho.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.